Darrell, I guess you've seen some new information this morning, taking a look at the condition of that U.S. hard red winter wheat region here.
Yes, last night there was a crop condition report that came out, and what was particularly noteworthy is that the Kansas crop, which is the largest hard red winter crop in the United States, had a substantial drop in condition compared to normal.
What kind of sentiment did that report give there, Darrell?
Well, it indicated here that we had a good to excellent rating that's around 25% for the crop at large in that state, and that's about to half of a normal type rating at this time of year if you're going to have trend-lined normal type yields, which are around 40 bushels per acre. So if something happens fairly soon here with in terms of moisture here, it would look like that state is going to have a lower than trend line yield.
We've heard lots of reports throughout the U.S. about the struggles. We're seeing it across a large area, are we, Darrell?
Well, it is quite a large area. Of course, the two areas that initially were impacted in a major way were the state of Texas and a portion of Oklahoma. Both of those states actually are under fairly severe drought stress, and now it appears as though it has crept into the state of Kansas as well.
So we've talked about the potential and the strength in the wheat futures recently. Is there room to go higher based on this news now?
Well, I would say there is. You know, the fundamental issue here is that U.S. wheat prices now are substantially above world values, but if this condition continues, they do make up a fairly substantial portion of exportable supply, so we could see further advances in the wheat market going into spring.
So, Darrell, with current fixed price and basis contracts out by the wheat board, should producers just be watching these right now, or should they be locking in at current levels?
Well, I would say that if the trend continues higher, of course, it's to your advantage to remain open for a period of time, but certainly want to take advantage of premiums. So it would probably look like maybe the basis side of the equation would be the thing to focus right now rather than the actual fixed price. If you need any further information, contact Darrell at 1-800-277-9524 or visit the website www.keystonetrading.com, Market Minute.